okay, let's see if we can do this in meditation. If you're going to do a bit longer meditation, you can do it like this. So use a two-breath method or whatever method you're happy with just to relax the body. And you can set up your meditation this way. In front of you, you imagine there are people who disturb your mind, often called enemies, but basically those who disturb your mind, they're in front of you. And behind you are your friends. And surrounding this tableau are all sentient beings of the six realms in ever-increasing circles. And you sit in your meditation and bring to mind any understanding that you have of emptiness. Now, each of us here, we're human and we all have difficult problems. Bring to mind now, in your own mind, a very real personal problem that you have. It could be mental, it could be physical, it could be environmental. But bring it to mind now, make it very clear and make it real to you. This problem is worrying you, has worried you for a long time. Now think, I am not the only one experiencing this type of problem. I'm not the only one. There are many others suffering in the same way, countless. Generate very strong compassion. Feel how wonderful it would be if I could relieve all those people of this burden that I've carried for so long. They're carrying it too. How wonderful if I could relieve them of that burden. And you decide, I accept my suffering. And with compassion, I will take on the suffering of those sentient beings in the same situation. May they be free. And make sure that your mind has no resistance to this idea, has no fear, has no aversion. And you know the source of all suffering is self-cherishing. And surrounding your heart is a hard black mass that is the self-cherishing, stopping your Buddha nature from manifesting. And with courage and good compassion, you start to breathe in the suffering of the sentient beings. And you breathe in the form of black smoke. And with each breath, the black smoke enters your nostrils, moves down towards that black mass at your heart. And suffering is leaving all the sentient beings. And with the last breath that you take now, the black smoke smashes the self-cherishing in your heart. Nothing left except the pure Buddha nature. And now on the out-breath, the white, luminous blessings from your heart flow out with the out-breath, reaching all the sentient beings, giving them whatever they need on each out-breath. And think about what they need. Food on the out-breath. Clothes, a roof over their head, a job, to be free of fear, to understand some Dharma. With each out-breath, may they find a teacher, may they walk the Bodhisattva path. With each out-breath, may they become enlightened. With each out-breath. And I will do this by myself alone. And when all sentient beings have received what they need, allow your mind to rest in a gentle, peaceful acceptance of all. And when your mind is at rest in the peaceful acceptance, just hold that. And letting that go, you find you have some space in the day. Perhaps you're out for a walk, or you're taking a few minutes to have a coffee. You're doing something on your own. You decide to do some prayers, just gently, internally take refuge. If you can remember it, do the four-line, four immeasurable prayers. And you can think, you know, all sentient beings like myself lack happiness, though they dearly want it. No one is really happy. And any momentary happiness they have is temporary, unsatisfactory, illusory. This is not good enough. So visualize that your own body has transformed into a wish-granting jewel. And from the many facets of this jewel, white light and nectar pours through. And on these light beams and nectar are all your possessions. You give them freely. Your job, your house, your partner, your money, your peace of mind, your positive karma. You've become a wish-granting jewel. You give it freely. You keep this going for a while until the meditation is naturally ending. And as it ends, you rejoice. You think how wonderful it is that I have been able to give all my possessions, all my knowledge, everything I have to sentient beings. May I bring them to enlightenment by myself alone. And when that thought's really clear in your mind, drop the visualization, drop the mental chatter, and focus. And now you're on a bus somewhere, going somewhere, minding your own business. And an individual gets on the bus, obviously the worse for wear, either very ill or very drunk or have a drug problem, but they're obviously not well. People are ignoring them, trying to move away. The individual sits down. What can you do? Even if you think you can physically do nothing, there is always something you can do. You can always do bodhicitta. When is the right time to do bodhicitta? Answer: it is always the right time to do bodhicitta. And so you're sitting there, and you think, this individual is suffering so much. I'm not sure from what, but what a lot of suffering. I will take on that suffering now and free him to the best of my ability. So once again, set up the visualization of the black mass at the heart. And gazing gently at this individual, begin to breathe in the black smoke. Relieving them of whatever pain they have. This black smoke smashes this self-cherishing mass at your heart, releasing your true Buddha nature. And now, on the out-breath, the white light and nectar pours from your heart and leaves on your out-breath and fills this individual, giving them everything they need. You do that for as long as you feel comfortable. And as the meditation comes to an end, and it could be as short as 2 minutes, you think to yourself, at the moment, I can't directly help you, but may I help you in the future? May I bring you to enlightenment by myself alone? I will not forget you. And when that thought is quite strong in your head, in your mind, just hold it. Try to focus. And once more, you're on your deathbed again. You're very close to the end. You're trying so hard to remember the prayers and the practices. And the one thing you can remember is, if I have to die, as I have to, I will die for others. I will take on their suffering now. I have to die anyway. I can't remember very much. But I can remember bodhicitta. I take strong refuge in the Guru, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. And I will die for others. Breathing in the black smoke. Smashing the self-cherishing in your heart. Breathing out the white light nectar of whatever others need to relieve the suffering on their deathbed. And you keep doing that. And when the energy to do that is falling, then just keep that mind. I will not forget you. I will bring you to enlightenment. And allow that mind of compassion to totally fill your mind. And just stay with that. Stay with that thought, that idea, as the process goes. Perhaps some fear comes, you hear some noise, your mind has moved away. Once again, bodhicitta. Taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. I'm dying on behalf of all living beings who have to die this way. May I bring them to enlightenment by myself alone. Holding on to that thought gently. And being peaceful, resting, moving with that thought. And for the last 5 minutes, try to think of another situation that you might find yourself in. And see if you can put that together to work in your personal situation. Just 5 minutes. and creating the mind of compassion. Try to hold that with your mind. Thank you. On the Lambrin course, we'll be doing more of this, and also there's a full, very extensive version of Tonglen practice that Rinpoche very kindly has produced, and it involves taking on the suffering and giving everything that's needed to all the beings of all the six realms, literally going to each of the realms. But then you have to understand the realms, which we'll do in the Lambrin, and you have to understand the different types of suffering in order to take it. So you visit all the realms, and you also include bodhisattvas, gurus, buddhas, you include all. So it can be a very extensive practice, or it can be 2 minutes.